assist in a message to you previously to send any recordings I had to you, and you asked in a letter that I would do so, anything that I had. So I am sending to you on this tape, recorded at 7.5 inches per second, the most recent recordings I have made, a hotchpotch of those recordings that I'm gathering together to complete my respiratory tape, and also I hope to improve eventually on my cardiac murmurs, because now with the Ficord I am managing to get recordings without the dreadful main hum that I suffered from with my previous recordings. So this is a hotchpotch of recordings, which I don't know what you're going to do with them, but anyway, you might be interested to listen to them. I think perhaps the most successful, though the one that may impress you least to begin with, is the last recording, which I have just dubbed, in fact, today. And that is a recording of a child with a normal heart, recording the spitting of the second pulmonary sound, varying with respiration. Now, this is a terribly difficult thing to record, and I think it comes out very well, but it certainly needs a highly educated ear to recognize the slight spitting of a second sound, which is heard in only one phase of respiration, which of course is normal. Anyway, I hope you will find these of some use when I gather some more together, but it's only because I'm too lazy to move the microphone aside, as I have my other machine ready for dubbing to you. I don't suppose you want a recording of St. Matthew's Passion. I got the most beautiful, absolutely superb recording of this recently. However, perhaps that's not up your street. I should incidentally tell you that I received an invitation from one of the general practitioners with whom I work in Wallasey to go to his house tomorrow night and to hear a recording that you have sent him. I'm not quite sure of the subject yet, but I gather that quite a number of doctors are gathering together to listen to it. And of course you already know that Dr. Stuart Hess and Dr. Green have already had some of your tapes, commented on them, and discuss them. There's no doubt that the work you are doing is having a most valuable effect and is, I'm sure, gathering momentum. I see in no short time that you will be doing little general practice, but a lot of educating of the of your colleagues. Well, I'm going to stop now so that I can fit this on. Oh, I can't fit this on this side. Disaster. So I might as well continue nattering until the other side, and then record the dubbing on the other side. Now, what else can I tell you? Very little, except that I have made a modification to the crystal microphone of the Ficord, which I think gives me very considerable amplification. I made it on my lathe, and it is now giving me, I think, fairly good results. I do have one difficulty, and that is if I put my gain up to maximum, I seem to get a certain amount of noise from the motor. I don't know if any of your experts can tell me how to cut that out, but it's a bit tiresome. However, otherwise it's working very well, as I think you will see. All the recordings that I'm sending you tonight were first recorded on the Ficord. Now, we're just about to turn over, and I'll give you the dubbing on the other side.